You're listening to the Tuesday Breakfast Show on Leeds Student Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tuesday Breakfast Show. Sadly, it is just going to be me and Alex here because my wonderful co-host, Abby, went out to Mitten last night and partied a little bit too hard, I think, didn't she?
It is her birthday, though, so let's let her off.
Fair enough, yes, it is her birthday as well. So everyone, please tweet us, wish Abby a very happy birthday, and I hope she feels better as well. Alex, why don't you have a run through what we're going to, what's coming up in the show?
Right, today we've got My Future, which is LSR versus Society today, and we're going to be playing with someone from Stitch and Bitch. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be talking about the new Chinese thing that's happened in the sky.
Oh yeah, everyone's apparently seeing flying cities in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what that is.
And then we're going to have Olivia in, who is our other co-host, mm-hmm. who's going to be talking some stuff about musicals, I think it is today.
Yes, doing a musicals quiz, so if you're into musicals, feel free to stick around and listen in and hopefully join in if you are into musicals, which I don't think I'm going to do very well at that one.
Oh well.
We will, despite Abby not being here, we will be doing Lost the Plot. I made an emergency one this morning.
That is organised.
Highly organised people here at LSR. But yes, that is what we've got coming up in the show. Feel free, you are listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio. But right now, we've got Tiring Game by John Newman featuring Charlie Wilson.
This is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
The steel industry is expected to suffer another blow today, with Tata predicted to announce up to 1,200 job cuts in Scunthorpe and Lanarkshire. Meanwhile, the TUC is claiming that one in six steelworkers now face the prospect of losing their jobs. Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole after serving a year in jail for killing girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The athlete must spend the rest of his five-year sentence under house arrest. A man's been arrested after being filmed allegedly subjecting an elderly man to a torrent of abuse on a London bus. The 25-year-old shouted at his victim for 5 minutes in Tottenham over the weekend. In sport, the head of World Rugby says there's no prospect of changing the way referees can use a television match official at the Rugby Union World Cup. It's after bosses had to admit Craig Joubert wrongly awarded Australia a match-winning penalty against Scotland. And the full trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens has been released online, showing new character Finn, a stormtrooper who's questioning his allegiances, and scavenger Rey seen exploring an old ship. And the weather, a crisp but clear start this morning, but the weather should stay nice throughout the day.
This is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good morning and you're welcome to Leeds Student Radio on Tuesday Breakfast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and give us some tweets, and don't forget to say happy birthday to Abby for us. Also, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Snapchat. And that was Bring Me the Horizon, True Friend.
True Friend.
And we are here with Chad.
Hey.
Hello.
Bit of Bring Me the Horizon, just what you need on a Tuesday morning. Exactly. How are you, Chad? You right?
I'm really chipper. Chipper, that's a good word. I'm really chipper today.
Very chipper. Excellent. What have you got? What have you got there in your hands?
Well, so the listeners at home may be wondering why Abby isn't here today. And you said that it's her birthday actually today, but she went out last night, I believe.
Yeah, she did. She went off to Mint with all her housemates, and I think she partied a little bit too hard.
Yeah. So I was being I didn't know she wasn't going to turn in today. She did say to me that she was going to turn up, but she's going to be a little bit.
Yeah, different. She promised us.
She promised us that. Empty promises, Abby. So I was being really nice and bought her a cake on my way in. I have in my hands a lovely red velvet cake.
Oh, I love red velvet cake.
She'll
as
be
well.
Very jealous.
Cheese frosting and expertly hand decorated. Tesco finest, I add.
Ooh, well, we'll eat it for her.
Well, Abby, if you want this, you have to turn up in the next hour of why there's like five hungry students that like free food in the office.
Yes. Anyway, this is Tuesday Breakfast. You are listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Turn Your Love by Half Moon Run. Alright, hello ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio. I'm here joined by Alex and a very special guest, Ellie from Stitch and Bitch. Hi, how are you? Hold on, you're a teensy bit quiet. Can you just mute some microphone, please?
Okay.
Hi. Excellent, welcome, thank you for joining us today, because you're going to be doing our LSR Society Challenge, are you not?
Yep.
Are you prepared?
No.
Well, first of all, why don't you tell us a bit about Stitch and Bitch and what you do?
Well, we get together every Monday in the Hidden Cafe, 5 to 7, and just work on arts and crafts. It's really cool, honest.
do you have sewing machines and stuff like that?
I think all the community have their own sewing machines.
No.
Don't know about everyone else.
So wait, what days do you meet up?
Monday, and the next 2 weeks we'll also be there, Thursdays 4 to 6 as well.
Are you doing anything for Geek Night this year? Is your society contributing?
Ooh. I think we're doing decorations.
Yeah, you're doing the decorations for Geek Night? That's excellent.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, anyway. We're going to be doing a little... Alex, why don't you tell everyone about the LSR Society Challenge? What have you got in store for us this week?
Basically, this week, the LSR vs. Society Challenge is children's theme tunes. So I've cut like bits of children's theme tunes, and you have to guess which ones they are. So I've got 10 altogether, and Ellie and Alex are going to be playing. So.
Yes. I feel like I'm a little bit disadvantaged, because I never grew up with Cartoon Network or anything like that.
Oh, neither do I. It's fine.
I tried to choose some, like, a bit mixture of both, and some of them, which, I don't know. I think you'll all be fine.
I'm sure it will be. So, yes, shall we begin with
shall
the first
begin.
Question? I feel like this calls for... Wait. Ignore me.
Basically, we're going to start soon.
We'll keep this music. I like this music. It's quite nice, isn't it?
Very nice. I like it.
Anyway, shall we begin with question number one?
Question number one. Right, you ready?
Okay. Yep.
It starts off quite easy, and then they get a little bit harder.
Okay. Hold on a second. Oh! I know that one. That's Arthur, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Arthur. Did you not get that? Did you not watch
it? Okay. It's because I don't have headphones.
Oh, you can't hear it.
Oh. I can't even hear it.
Oh.
Sorry for that.
Okay.
I feel like that was a bit unfair.
That was unfair. Good job I chose a tiebreaker as well.
Okay, good. This is question number two. This might be a bit quiet, actually. What was that? I have no idea.
Let me check.
Hold on. Thing
I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Play it again. Go on, play it again, see if you can guess.
Play it again. It's not like Totally Spies or something.
No, it's really easy. You should get this one. I knew everyone watched this as a kid.
Ellie?
No.
It's Tracy Beaker.
Oh
yeah,
oh,
like the little pre-start bit. How did you not know that? Come on, guys. Come
sorry.
On.
I'm sorry.
Come on, you should really know this. Okay. Right, the next one is quite easy, so you should actually know this one because everyone watches. I know this.
Oh, Rugrats.
Yes, yes. That was very, very fast. That was sick.
Oh, this is unfair.
It's just Better get in quicker.
Right, quicker than that, Ellie. Come on. You're losing 1-0 so far.
Okay, question number four.
Queen's Nose?
Nope.
What is that? I remember. Hold on, I need to play this again.
Play it again.
I completely forgot about
Queen's
Nose.
Yeah, I've never heard it in my life.
I completely forgot the Queen's Nose existed.
Queen's Nose was a tune.
I tried to shoehorn it into everything. Like, oh, do you remember Queen's Nose? That was so great.
Is that the one you rub the 50p?
Yeah.
And you make a wish.
I don't know that one. What is it, Alex?
It's Dexter's Laboratory.
Never
watched it.
Cartoon Network. Didn't watch it as a kid.
Well, how did you watch Johnny Bravo? How did you know Johnny Bravo? Wasn't that on Cartoon Network?
It was on Cartoon Network. I just know Johnny Bravo, though.
Oh, right, okay.
Everyone knows what Johnny Bravo is. Okay, question number five. Let's go. Oh, that's Looney Tunes, that. No, Tom and Jerry.
Yes,
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Ellie,
not doing very well.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Were you even a child ever?
Hold on. Is someone keeping count of the scores?
Yeah, I am. I've got it in my head.
Okay,
I've got
good.
It.
I think I'm losing.
I think you are.
I think you are.
You've got to, come on, stitching bitches, Lizzie. You've got to represent, you're representing your whole society here.
They don't even know I'm here.
Oh, that's a shame. That's sad. Does stitching bitch have a Twitter?
No.
Number six. That's literally just a child crying.
Yeah, but if you knew what it was...
Is it Teletubbies?
Yes, Teletubbies! Oh. That is it. Like, the little kid in the sun.
Oh,
like, going
yeah.
up, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember it now. Okay. Let's get question number seven. Let's go. You could get into the future. Oh,
that's Sir Raven.
Yes.
Damn it. I was just on top of my time.
Right, we're drawing now. It's 2-2. We're drawing. Oh, we're drawing. Come on, like, we've got to win again.
We've got to win. Okay, number eight. Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know this one as well.
I think I do. I'm not entirely sure. Hold on.
You'll literally kick yourself once you find out.
I probably will. I've got no idea. Honestly, I've got no idea.
No.
Tots TV.
What's that?
Oh, I always had to leave.
Yeah,
it was always on when I had to leave for school in the morning.
Who was it? Oh, did you never watch? Have you never seen it? Like the three little colourful people and they lived on a farm.
It's really creepy.
It's really creepy.
Most children's TV shows are creepy.
Yeah, well.
No, but this was something else, man.
Like, one of them was French. It was.
I've never heard of that in my life, honestly. Right, number nine. We're still drawing, aren't we?
Still drawing, still two.
No, wait, she got the last question, didn't she?
No, she didn't get Tots TV, but it's still 2-2.
Ah. Number nine.
But my flatmates gave me this one, and I was like, I don't know how they're going to get this.
I kind of remember it, but I can't
right, I'll give you a clue. There's like a little clay man involved in it.
Is it Morph?
Yeah, carry on. Morph was on a show, like he started off on a show.
Is it Heart Attack?
Foster's Home.
Carry on.
Smart.
Yes.
Smart.
Oh yes.
Smart. Love away smart. There,
no, I thought that's what he was.
He was. I think he had his own show in the end, but I think he started off on Smart.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, I was thinking of the show because we had the DVD of just
Morph.
Yeah, we had that DVD.
Oh my god.
Okay, question number 10. This is the final round.
Final round.
So you have to get this to tie, Ellie. Oh, I know this one. My Parents Are Aliens.
How did you get that? I thought no one would get that one.
I love My Parents Are Aliens.
It was such a good show, but I thought no one would ever get it.
I love it.
Yeah, that was always on.
I was on, like,
just before I got home from school.
Yeah, on CITV. It was on CITV, that was on it.
Yeah. See, I grew up on CITV, so yeah.
I grew up just watching loads of talent.
Well, Ellie, thank you for joining us today, but sadly...
You lost.
You lose.
Thoroughly devastated.
You should be.
I'm going to go get some breakfast now.
Well, Ellie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You are listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio, and this is Kiss Me by Only Murs.
You're listening to the Tuesday Breakfast Show on Leeds Student Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday Breakfast Show here on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to the two Alexes, I guess, we should call ourselves today.
Good morning.
Yes. Sadly, our co-host, Abby, cannot be here today as she is in bed, recovering from a very severe hangover, we think.
Definitely hangover. It's her birthday, so...
It is her birthday. Everyone get on Twitter, tweet us at ThisIsLSR. Wish Abby a very happy birthday and ask, and, you know... Get well soon, things like that, you know.
Yeah, sympathy. Give her some sympathy. She'll need it.
Yeah. I myself actually went out to quite a fun thing last night. Apparently, because I don't personally study physics, but my flatmate does. So we went out to his physics society social, and because the physics society socials, university-wide, are known for some of the best socials, and I can finally see why. Their coffee bar social last night was incredible.
Did you actually go to a coffee bar?
Yeah, there's like, it's a coffee, it's like, in the physics like building, there's a coffee bar.
Oh.
But they just turned that. It's like a canteen sort of area, but they just turned it into like a. So it was an open bar, completely open bar. So free alcohol was great, and then also free pizza.
Right.
And then beer pong, and giant Jenga and giant Connect Four.
Right, well, I want to go to the next one because an open bar is the best.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't drinking too much because I knew I had to be in this morning and I'm a responsible person and I didn't wholly trust Abby to get in this morning, I'll be honest.
Dedication, that is dedication.
I know. I sacrificed an open bar to be here. That's how dedicated to the show I am.
At least you had free pizza. Free pizza is always
great. Free pizza is always great. They were like decent slices. It's not like the Domino's. You know, like in Fresh's Week, they had the Domino's pizza and they get like diddy little slices. These are like full 18 inch slices. Yeah. Ooh,
what pizza was it?
It was pepperoni. Ooh. Pepperoni pizza. Best kind of pizza. Yes. So that was a very fun time.
What should we play next? What do you think? Well, I'm excited. My society doesn't really do that many socials.
Really? What is your society?
I do sociology.
Really? So, the social society? The social...
Yeah. Well, there is, but they're not very good. I've been to one, and I was like, well, it's not very good.
We do. I think every departmental society needs to step up to physics.
Yeah, definitely physics.
They can afford... They literally have their own, like... You know the tables that you play beer pong on? Like the really long tables? They literally have their own. That's what their budget goes into, their own beer pong tables. I feel like that is the peak of all societies, to get your own beer pong table. Definitely. I think LSR have that.
Woo! LSR is the best.
Yeah, I think I'm going to mention that in the next AGM or something. We need to get our own beer pong tables. Helena, if you are listening, get LSR some beer pong tables. I feel like we couldn't be trusted with that. That'd be horrible. Anyway, we're going to go into another song now, and we will be back with a little bit of some interesting things. We've got Lost the Plot, actually, is it coming up in the show, where I will be challenging Alex and our guest host, Olivia, who will be coming in soon.
I'm very excited about that. I didn't do it last
film
week.
Plot. I know, it's great.
I'm very excited.
I lost last time, unfortunately, sadly.
How did you lose?
I managed to redeem myself by knowing what the Breakfast Club was. But, Speaking of, you're listening to the instrumental version of The Breakfast Club, which is an amazing movie. Go out and see it.
I've actually never seen it.
Oh, that's horrible.
I've never seen it. I really want to watch it, but I've just never seen it.
Oh, watch it. Watch it. It's the name of our show now. We are the Tuesday it. Breakfast Club. You have to watch it now.
I have to watch it.
Anyway, this is Bondax by Temptation. Tweet us at This Is LSR. You're listening to Tuesday Breakfast.
This
is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
It's 19 minutes to 10. I'm Joe Newton. The morning's headlines. 1,200 jobs are expected to be cut at Tata Steel sites in Scunthorpe and Lanarkshire. Experts say that cheap Chinese steel is to blame. Francis O'Grady from the TUC says the government should work with China to save British jobs.
We need the Prime Minister to talk to the Chinese President about the impact of flooding the UK market with cheap steel. We need a long-term plan for the steel industry.
The news comes as China's President Xi Jinping begins the first day of his UK tour. Canada has a new government. The centrist Liberal Party won the general election by a clear majority, ending nearly a decade of Conservative rule. Outgoing Prime Minister Stephen Harper has congratulated winner Justin Trudeau on his victory. Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole after serving just a year in jail for killing girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The runner must spend the rest of his 5-year sentence under house arrest. The Steenkamp's family lawyer says they don't feel he served enough time behind bars.
They don't want to avenge Reva's death. Nothing will bring Reva's back. They don't mean Oscar any harm. However, they do feel that justice must be served. If you've committed a crime, you must pay the punishment for the crime.
In sport, the head of World Rugby says there's no prospect of changing the way referees can use the television match official at the Rugby Union World Cup. Bosses had to admit Craig Jalbert wrongly awarded Australia a match-winning penalty against Scotland. And the full trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens was released this morning. It's already had more than 4 million views on YouTube. And the weather, a crisp but clear start this morning, but the weather should stay nice throughout the day.
This
is the news.
This is Leeds.
Hi, I'm Chris Ramsey, and you are listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday Breakfast on Lee's Student Radio. Well, is anyone actually speaking of Chad? Speaking of the new Star Wars trailer, have you watched it yet?
I have watched the new Star Wars trailer. I love it.
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
I'm quite excited. I'm not that excited over it. I've never been a massive Star Wars fan.
You're not nerdy enough.
I mean, yet. I'm not one of those that's kind of like wetting myself for excitement over it. But I do really like. I do know people that are like that. But I do like kind of the nostalgic elements, the way they've kind of brought in some of the old characters and some bits of the old soundtrack within the trailer itself. I was like, that's a really nice touch. Have you seen the poster as well?
Yes, I have seen the poster.
I love that.
The poster looks fantastic.
Yeah. I've not seen the poster yet.
It's good. It's really good. Who was narrating that? Was that Carrie Fisher narrating?
I don't know. I'm not fully aware.
I don't think it. It doesn't sound like it. So it's a question. It's a good question as to who is narrating.
I'll get on it before the next bulletin.
Excellent. Yes. Anyway, this is, so it's getting towards that time of year, that spooky time of year, Halloween. Does anyone have any plans? Alex, do you have any plans?
Not really. I'm not really a fan of Halloween. Like, it's not my favourite holiday of the year. I always find it very stressful to find a costume, and I don't want to spend that much money on it.
It is quite stressful.
What is your favourite holiday of the year?
Christmas.
It has to be Christmas.
I thought he was going to say something really edgy then, like Easter.
Oh, no, I'm not that edgy. That's too edgy.
Is Easter anyone's favourite holiday, really? Like, really?
No, I don't know. I like Hogwarts buns, so.
I'm
not a big fan.
I don't have a Halloween costume yet.
No, I don't either.
We need to get on this, guys. I need one as well, because I know I'm doing for Halloween. That's Geek Night. 28th of October, where all the nerdy societies go in mine and have like a...
What nerdy societies are included in that?
Sci-fi fantasy, anime and manga, comic books, Pokemon, of course, myself included, esports society, Stitch and Bitch, who we just had on, are doing the decorations.
Oh, right. Are they classed as a nerdy society?
Yeah, they're general interest.
Technically,
rock music society is general interest
what?
As well. I don't know how that works. I think it's like one of those overlaps. Oh, Quidditch and Harry Potter as well.
Of course. That sounds good.
I always wanted to do that Quidditch thing. It looks so cool.
Really? The snitch is literally a guy running around with a sock in his pants.
I kind of want to do it, but I don't want anyone in a very thick disguise so that nobody knows it's me doing
wearing
it.
A mask. I think
just take your glasses off. That's basically.
I don't think that'll do
you'd
it.
You have to anyway.
Alex, I'm not going to lie.
You'd have to anyway, because I know actually one of the people on the Quidditch team, because you know I'm cool like that. apparently, it's quite a brutal sport.
Brutal?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got like.
I'm sure those rugby lads are terrified of that Quidditch.
Some injuries can be done with you running around with a broom between your legs. Like.
If you are in Quidditch Society and you're listening, we don't mean any offense. This is all joking. This is just banter.
I'm actually curious. Like, is it quite? I'd like to learn more. We should have someone on. We'll definitely get someone on by the end of the semester. We will have someone from Quidditch. That is my goal.
Tweet us if you are from the Quidditch Society.
Oh, absolutely.
At this is LSR. Tell us. Is it brutal?
Absolutely. Yes, I want to learn more. That goes for anyone, actually. If you do want to tweet in, feel free to add to the discussion. What are your plans for Halloween this coming 31st of October? Actually, speaking of holidays, you know what's really underrated around this time of year? Bonfire Night. I'm really excited for Bonfire Night,
Bonfire Night.
I know. It always gets sort of overshadowed by like Christmas and Halloween. It's a shame.
Why couldn't you try to blow up the house apartment on a different day?
God, yeah. Do it in summer. There's nothing happening in summer. Damn Guy Fawkes.
Well, isn't there like loads of festivals in summer though?
Yeah, it's
bad planning.
Poor planning.
It was bad planning, full stop.
Yeah.
When we get into
but that's the whole point of the holiday.
Too early in the morning for that.
Anyway, yes, you are listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Lee's Student Radio, and this is The Six. Don't Go Running. Welcome back to Tuesday Breakfast here on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to the two Alexes here today. Sadly, as again, our lovely co-host Abby cannot be here today. And Olivia will be arriving very soon. Coming up in the show, when she does get here, coming up in the show, we've got Rant of the Week, where we'll be talking about Facebook's new dislike feature. Incoming.
I love this bit of the show.
It's always a good part of the show. We will also be having Lost the Plot, where I will be challenging Alex and Olivia to see how much of film buffs they truly are. I will start saying the plot of a movie, the synopsis on IMDb, and they shall try and guess which movie I'm talking about. We've got some good ones coming up. Hopefully, if you want to join in as well, feel free to tweet in at ThisIsLSR. And Alex, have you heard of Florida Man?
I have never heard of this man.
If you're on Twitter, and if you're on Twitter, you must absolutely follow this Twitter profile. Florida Man is basically a collection of interesting police reports from the lovely state of Florida. It's absolutely not the laughing stock of America in any way, shape, or form. I apologize to any Floridians that may be listening, but this is just too good. I'll read you some headlines. Florida man poses as police officer. Pulls over real deputy. Pulls over the deputy that he was trying to impersonate. Florida man gets DUI while riding motorized wheelchair. Oh, there's also Florida woman. Florida woman broadcasts drunken crash on Periscope.
God. I literally don't understand it. Like, is it like random women and men of Florida and they're like...
Yep. I think it's because... I've watched a video on this recently. The Vlog Brothers did a video on this. It's because in Florida they have a law where all police reports, no matter whether the person has been convicted or not, must be, like, publicly available.
Why?
I don't know, just to, you know, accountability, open to the public, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So yes, this is a bylaw in Florida only, and I think that's why. This means that, you know, the media and obviously this Twitter profile just go up to this, like, you know, go to the police agent and say, hey, can I have the this week's police reports? And they have to comply, like they have to give it.
That is so
by
weird.
Law.
Well.
Yeah.
Got any more?
Oh, there's loads. Police arrest wanted Florida man after he butt dials 911.
Wait, how often do they sweep? Like, is it once a day?
Oh, it's a few every few days. Like, it's a regular.
Oh.
I could do this every week. There'd be new stuff. Like, it's great.
Right. Well, anyway, from the Florida man, have you heard about this new floating? Well, not new, but in China there was like a floating city in the sky.
I've seen like things about it. I think I saw something on I Effing Love Science, which is a great. Everyone knows what
I saw it on like the sidebar of Facebook, and my girlfriend sent it me on my messenger. I was like, oh my god. Aliens are coming to attack us. I was
no,
so excited.
They're not, Alex.
No, they are.
They're going to be fine.
I was so... Yeah, but then I read a little bit more and I found out it was only clouds.
Yeah. It is just clouds. Oddly shaped in like... Oddly specifically shaped in like a city.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy that it exists.
And
yeah,
well, I think I'm very excited. I was very excited, but now it's just they just let me down. Like, science let me down, and they ruined it for me.
It's not aliens. It's just
not.
It's just the Chinese Chinese are going to take over the world, man. They are.
Do you think? That's going to do that. What, like economically?
Yeah, economically.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's either that or Russia.
Yeah.
Anyway, you are listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio. Feel free to tweet in and give us your thoughts. Did you see the... if you saw the any flying cities in the sky, then feel free to tweet in. We'll be back just after the song Downtown by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Hello, welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Tuesday Breakfast. And me and Alex are joined finally by Olivia. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Very well. Feeling funky fresh. How are you?
I'm good. A little bit, teensy bit hungover, but I'm good. I'll power through. Significantly less hungover than our co-host Abby, who is sadly absent today. After going to Mint, partying, celebrating her birthday today. Wish her a happy birthday. Tweet us at ThisIsLSR. Let us know your thoughts. And Jen will join in with the general discussion because we are about to do our rant of the week, which is this week Facebook is installing a dislike feature, apparently, allegedly, finally. After all these years, there has been, I remember the early days of Facebook, there were like all these sort of, you know, fake rumors going around that were always going to introduce like a dislike or a downvote thing.
Yeah. It's not really a dislike button though, is it?
Really? What? Give me some details. I'm not really clued in.
Well, so now when you like something, it's just you can put different emotions. It's not there's not like one thumbs up and one thumbs down. It's not like and dislike. It's like and then a couple of other like emotions or like emojis or whatever.
It's like a love heart, a happy face, a sad face, and something else. So it's not really like a so it's not that negative.
But it's
I don't know.
So they won't actually. So it's not even a dislike, but it's even more disappointing than it.
I know.
Already was.
I think it's bad because there's already a lot of cyberbullying as it is, and then just like adding them, like the sad face, just adds more to it because then people will like dislike, and then that obviously affect people.
I think I'm not entirely sure how this is gonna like affect people in terms of like how they're gonna interact with other people on Facebook. If it was a dislike, if it was like a traditional dislike button, I feel like it'd have to be sort of anonymous.
Kind of like
Yik Yak.
Yeah, kind of like Yik Yak, Reddit, and all that kind of stuff, It would kind of have to be sort of anonymous because it will just cause so many fights.
It's just like fights waiting to happen. Especially like people in high school and stuff like that who actually care.
Yeah, high school is exactly what I'm thinking of.
Especially with people who actually care with like what people think at that age you do anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean it's you know you're already like emotionally unstable enough going through puberty and all that. And
I know. It's just I don't know.
I think it would cause more problems than.
Good things.
As it is at the moment, though, I just basically use it exactly the same as I did before, so it doesn't really make a difference to my life in any way.
For the rest of us, I think like most people would just be too polite to do it anyway.
I think it's just like I think it's more for like the younger people who are like just coming into social media and like, oh my god, what's this? And you like
press all the buttons.
Yeah.
Not think about the ramifications of that. Yeah, I feel like people would just be too like. I wouldn't actively go around and dislike something that, you know, my friend put.
No. I don't know. I don't really use Facebook that much anyway. Like, I don't actively use it. Like, I look at pictures. I put pictures up, but that's really it. I don't really, like,
put statuses down. I barely look at pictures. I just use it for, you know, chatting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really use it to, like, post.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you use? Do you use that a lot, Olivia?
No, not really. I'm not really a fan of social media.
I think it's just because we spent so much time using it throughout high school. Yes.
Yeah. It's just a way to like keep up with friends, isn't it, really? That's the only reason I use it for, like, just to stay in contact with like...
Keep in contact, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's our... That's a rant of the week. It's not really that ranty, is it?
No, it wasn't that ranty.
No, we need something that we've got a really strong opinion on.
Sink our teeth into next
argue week. About it on there.
Tell you what, tweet us in with your ideas about what we should properly rant about next week. Absolutely, something we can really sink our teeth into. Anyway, we're going to go into the song now. We'll be back with more. We might be doing a little bit of Lost the Plot with Alex and Olivia. Join us next time. This is Hurt Me by Lapsy.
This is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
It's 10 minutes past 10, I'm Chad Newton. This morning's headlines. 1,200 jobs are set to be cut at Tata Steel sites in Scunthorpe and Lanarkshire. Industry experts blame cheap Chinese steel for the losses. However, Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond insists the UK should not limit its trade with the country.
There is a problem in this industry, and we've got to balance the different industries and different sectors. There are problems in the steel industry, but in other areas, access to Chinese markets is creating jobs.
The news comes as China's President Xi Jinping begins the first day of his UK tour and is set to speak in Parliament later. Canada has a new government. The centrist Liberal Party won the general election by a clear majority, ending nearly a decade of Conservative rule. 9-year Prime Minister Stephen Harper has already promised to resign from leadership of the losing party. Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison after serving just a year in jail for killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp in 2013. The runner must spend the rest of his five-year sentence under house arrest. Tanya Cohen, the Steenkamp's family lawyer, said they don't think Oscar has served enough time behind bars.
They don't want to avenge Reeva's death. Nothing will bring Reeva's back. They don't mean Oscar any harm. However, they do feel that justice must be served. If you've committed a crime, you must pay the punishment for the crime.
The head of World Rugby says there's no prospect of changing the way referees use the television match official at the Rugby Union World Cup. Bosses had to admit Craig Jauber wrongly awarded Australia a match-winning penalty against Scotland last week. And the full trailer for the new Star Wars film was released this morning. The first official trailer for Star Wars Force Awakens has already had more than 4.5 million views. In the weather, warming up this morning, and the weather should stay nice throughout the day. It's 12 minutes past 10.
This
This is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday Breakfast here on Leeds Student Radio. And I think it's time for Olivia's little theatre quiz you've got for us today, haven't you?
Yeah, so it's a very short quiz. And it sort of starts easy and gets a little bit harder. So let's see how you do.
I'm terrified already.
Okay, so it's about musicals. So have you seen many musicals?
I've seen quite a few musicals, yeah.
Are we all going to like buzz in, like say a name or something so we know who's...
Yeah, but there's two Alexes.
Yeah, I don't know, just yell.
Yeah, just shout.
it's how we do all the quizzes. It's just yell.
Okay, this one's quite easy. In which musical would you hear the word sung, All That Jazz?
I know. Chicago.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, Chad.
Okay.
I'm going to be beaten by Chad.
In which musical will you find the character Frenchie?
Oh, got it. Grease.
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Terrible.
Okay. which Shakespeare play inspired West Side Story?
Romeo and Juliet.
You didn't shout out. That didn't count.
What? Yeah. Everyone shouts it out.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know. I thought you like shouting your that you
got
know
it,
before.
And then you say.
I think we should just give him it because he hasn't got any yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Romeo and Juliet also apparently inspired The Lion King 2, which I know is not a musical.
Really? Well, I know the first one is inspired. It's just Hamlet, basically, with lions.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Last time I did this film, I did not know that.
There's loads of films that like that.
Yeah, it's just Hamlet.
Yeah.
I've never seen Hamlet, so...
Okay, in this one's a bit harder, I think. In which musical will you find the characters Mickey, Linda, Edward and Mrs. Johnstone?
I've literally no idea.
I can make a random guess, but I'll probably be wrong.
I did this one for A-level English.
No, it's not Hairspray.
Is it Hairspray?
No, okay. No, it's not Hairspray.
I don't know. I would have guessed, like, Rocky
something
Horror
like
or something.
Carousel or something like that.
No.
Close.
No.
Hold on, it's something you do for English A-level. Think of it that way.
Right. But it was a musical.
Yeah.
I didn't do any musicals for English A-level.
No, I didn't.
We all did English A-level.
I did English Lit, but only for 1 year, then I left.
I did combined English.
Give up?
Yeah, I gave up.
Literally.
Okay, that one was Blood Brothers. It's
I've seen that. I've literally seen that. I should have got that.
It's so, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, this one's quite hard, I think. Which is the longest running musical in the world?
Got it. Is it Les Mis?
Yeah, well done!
I knew that.
I thought that one was really difficult. Yeah. I thought it was. I thought it was Cats, but Cats is the fourth longest.
Oh, what's second?
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera's second.
Third.
Third is Chicago. No, Blood Brothers is third, and Chicago is fifth.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so, well, yeah. More you know.
Every day is a school day.
what are the final scores?
Alex won.
Yes. The other Woo! Alex. Yeah.
Well done.
Excellent.
I like this bed, by the way. It's like we've stumbled in like a magical world.
Yeah, that's what I was going for with this. Yeah, specifically for our classy. You know, we don't always fool around on breakfast. Sometimes we're knowledgeable, mm-hmm. classy, upstanding gentlemen.
Have we heard anything from Abby yet this morning?
They have not heard a single word. I feel like she's probably asleep.
If I were her, I would be asleep.
If
I wasn't here, I'd be asleep.
You would be missing out on the cake, though, which we are going to eat at the end of the show.
We will be eating
if she doesn't
turn
up.
Yeah, we will be eating the cake. So, Abby, if you are listening, you have...
about 40 minutes to get here. Get a full red velvet Tesco's finest red velvet cake.
Tesco's finest. Wow, cannot wait.
With a tangy cream frosting.
Mm, I love that tangy cream frosting.
Stop it. Stop it, you. Anyway, if you have anything to add for our theatre review, if you have any interesting trivia about musicals, or if you feel like we just don't know anything about musicals, we should have got the Blood Brothers question, feel free to tweet us at ThisIsLSR. You're listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio. And this is The Race by OPEP. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with Tuesday Breakfast with a full house here today, actually. We have Alex, Olivia and Chad, our newsreader.
Hello.
Who will be joining us for the rest of the show as Abby is sadly cannot be here. For the rest of it, as she is hungover, asleep in bed, not even listening as far as I know. Which I'm quite frankly appalled at. I am personally... You've hurt me, Abby. You've physically hurt me on the field. Yes, anyway, it is now time for my personal highlight of the show. It is Lost the Plot, where I will be challenging these three lovely people to see how much of a film buff they truly are.
I'm going to say now I'm not really a film buff. So
I know I'm not. I'm really...
You should get all these. Okay. You should get all these. Like, one of them's really recent, and the other two are just, like, films that, if you haven't seen, I'm going to have to kill you.
Oh, okay.
Liam Neeson on us.
Yes. It's not one, then there will be no Taken. But yes, this is where I'll be saying the plot, the IMDb synopsis of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to guess what the film is.
Okay.
So, here we go. Number one. While not intelligent, he has been present at many historical moments.
Forrest Gump!
Yep. Ow.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Got a bit excited.
That was impressive. Ow.
Yes, it is Forrest Gump.
I think you've really woken up now.
I don't have headphones in, so
I don't
I'm
have
all right.
I don't have eardrums anymore, but yes, you are correct. Olivia, 1 point to you.
Woo.
Question number two. A woman rebels against a tyrannical ruler in post-apocalyptic Australia in search for her homeland with the help of a group of female prisoners, a psychotic worshipper, and a drifter named Max.
Mad Max?
Which one?
The new one?
Yes.
I don't know what, take that what it's called, but that one.
Mad Max Fury Road!
I've not seen it.
My favourite film of the year so far, undoubtedly.
I've heard it's rubbish.
I've heard it's amazing. I've not seen it, but I've heard it's like the best thing ever.
It is the best thing ever. You all have to watch it.
It's the best thing since sliced bread.
It is. It's better than sliced bread because it has explosions and cars in it.
Yeah, true.
I'd still rather have sliced bread.
Well, you were just telling us that you have to have two lunches today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You have to like your food.
Okay, we have Alex. You need to catch up on this, man.
I know.
You need to get this next one. Then it's a three-way tie. Then we're going to have to like go on IMDb and actually figure out another plot for a tiebreaker. Okay, number three, here we are. Final question that I actually have available to me right now. A hapless young Viking who aspires to hunt dragons becomes the unlikely friend of a young dragon himself.
Have we got a three-way tie now?
It's not. Pardon?
Have we got a three-way tie now?
No, because he got it wrong, because he said two.
How's Train Dragon 1? Yay!
It's a bit cheap,
that's
but...
That's cheap. I've still got that.
You said two.
I said one or two.
No, you said... Well, I only heard two. But, sadly...
I think Alex has just been a bit kind of panicky because if you'd have won, then had a three-way tie. And he's only prepared three questions.
I know. So unprepared,
okay,
Alex.
Right. I'm so unprofessional. I'm sorry. Anyway, tweet us in if you have any... did you get all the questions right? Are you a massive film buff? Do you feel disappointed in Alex's fair because he got no points today, officially? I'm so sorry. But just to make it easier for the show to go along, some sacrifices must be made.
I'll let that one go.
Tweet us in if you got all the questions right. If you feel like there is a film that we haven't seen that we need to watch, like Alex, you need to go watch Mad Max. But yes, feel free to tweet us in at ThisIsLSR. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio, Tuesday Breakfast. This is Hey Now by the Dunwells. Welcome back to the Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio. I'm joined by Alex, Olivia and Chad. And this is Alex, obviously. There are two Alexes here, it's kind of strange. Anyway, have any of you, I don't know about you guys, but I... I've heard that there is a new Adele song that's been teased on the internet.
Not on the internet. It was dropped in the middle of X Factor adverts.
Really?
Yeah, it was literally like, it came up and it was black, and then the song, like just the lyric words came up, and then obviously it was Adele singing.
Okay, that's even more interesting. Okay. I've never heard it. But I think we might play a bit of a clip of it. Just to see what you want about, because I have no idea what about.
It's very Adele-y.
Is it? Is it very really? You'd think that an Adele song would be pretty Adele-y. Anyway, let's play. Let's listen to this. See what we think of it. Give our opinions and maybe have a listen. See.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing.
that's quite interesting. Don't you think? What are we thinking here?
So I heard the start of that clip, and I think Adele has been inspired by Lionel Richie's great Glastonbury performance this year. Yeah. It just reminds me so much of
Hello,
Hello,
is me all looking
that's
for?
The one. It sounds so much like that.
Yeah. It's nice though.
But yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good.
I like
it's definitely Adele.
Yeah. She's very Adele. Yeah,
very Adele. I'm excited because her album cover has been released as well.
Is that very Adele?
That's very. That is actually very Adele. It's called 25 as well. Like, it's not even. Yeah, it's like just.
Where does she come up with these album titles? I don't know. She's genius.
So genius. Must come to her.
Yeah. Numbers. Oh my god.
Isn't it her age she wrote the songs though?
Yeah, that's why it's annoying. Just think of like an actual title.
I know.
Like 19, 21, 25. Mm. It's going to be like 27, 31.
Oh, no.
Just like
every 3 years.
Think of an actual title.
Although the OCD in me quite likes it because it means on iTunes that all the albums are in order.
That is true.
That's actually a very good point. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's secretly just OCD and wants her iTunes playlist like in order and then Spotify. I'm not a big fan of iTunes, to be honest. I prefer Spotify now.
Yeah, but the adverts. Ooh,
yeah, but I've got premium.
You get premium.
Yeah, but I'm poor.
So am I. I don't. I deal with that actually. I deal with the ads and I like the discovery playlists.
Mm.
That you get. They're actually quite good. I've discovered quite a few interesting bands.
I'm actually a convert to the Apple Music thing now, which is quite good. But again, you've got to pay for that, so it's no good for you.
Yeah, but you get 3 months free, don't you?
Yes, you do get 3 months free.
And then set up a new Apple ID and then do it again.
I think you should have a money saving feature. Like, you can be a kind of how to save money on a
salary basis. I did a weekly shop on £7.50 last year.
What did you buy?
And I even bought chocolate.
What did you actually buy?
I think I got like stir-fried vegetables, carrots, onions. It was Aldi, obviously. It wasn't Sainsbury's.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You can barely even get lunch for £7 at Sainsbury's.
Oh, no. That's still very impressive though. Last week I spent about 30 quid in the shop.
Ooh, ouch.
I know, but hopefully that'll last me like at least 2 weeks.
Ah, that's alright then.
It always amazed me when I first came to university how expensive cheese was.
You do have to make some sacrifices like cheese.
I will not sacrifice cheese for anything. Nah.
Yeah, but
nah,
then you can just go, quote, oh, do you mind if I pinch a little bit of your cheddar? I just want some cheese on toast.
We're about to jump into a song now. This is On My Mind by Ellie Goulding. You're listening to Tuesday Breakfast on Metal Lead Studio. Welcome back to the Tuesday Breakfast here on Leeds Student Radio. You are joined by me, Alex, Olivia and Chad.
Hello
guys. We kind of fell into a discussion about money saving strategies.
Well, we were saying it was like the best link ever. We somehow managed to go from Adele to cheese.
Yeah, styling with Adele and in on cheese. I challenge any other LSR presenter.
I challenge any other radio station to do a link like that.
I challenge Chris Evans to get on his breakfast show to see if he can get from Adele to cheese in 2 minutes. What other money saving strategies can we have, Chad? Do you have?
I'm still thinking. You have one, Alex. I've got one.
Maybe like this is like probably all students do, but like pre-drinking before you actually go out.
Well,
you have to pre-drink even to go to the pub.
Mm. I know. So you'd have to spend like £2 on a pint or something like that.
Yeah,
2 quid's quite good for the price of a pint, if I'm honest. Compared to a lot of places, that's really cheap.
But it's stuff. Don't want to pay £2 though, do you? You don't have to.
To be fair, if you get like a crate of beer, it usually adds up to about £2.
Yeah, but then that lasts you. Like, if you buy it once, it'll last you like a couple of nights.
No, it doesn't. Not for me, it doesn't.
A good one actually for drinking is swapping like Coca-Cola as a mixer for squash. Because if you get like, you know, Sainsbury's Basics or whatever, squash, use a little bit and then you top it up with water. It's a bit scabby. It tastes good though, and actually it's better for you than Coke. Is it really good for you?
It's like being shot by a smaller bullet.
I actually disagree with the health claim. So.
Yeah, it's like being shot in the foot instead of in the face.
No, but then when you drink water, do you taste vodka though? Isn't that the...
No, because it tastes like squash.
Yeah.
Maybe we should move away from the alcohol and bullets.
Yeah. Get the bus home from a night out instead of a taxi.
I'd walk it like I
don't walk. That's be safe. Dangerous.
Be safe. Don't walk on your own.
Yeah, don't walk on your own.
Walk in a group.
And don't walk through Hyde Park.
Don't ever walk through Hyde Park.
I just don't live in Hyde Park.
I think we're offending quite a lot of the student population there, Alex.
Yeah, Hyde Park is great. Don't diss.
The housing's cheaper in Woodhouse. There, money saving tip.
Hyde
Park, surprisingly expensive. I've got one. Poster sale downstairs in the Union right now. Go grab yourself a poster, because don't go on Freshers' Fair to get a poster, because they're like, it continues out throughout
Are they more expensive in Freshers' Fair?
I think so, yeah.
That's scandalous.
Yeah.
I know. Then they drop the prices as it goes down. So like, I'm not even getting a poster yet. I'm gonna wait.
You're still
until
holding
like,
in there.
Yeah, I'm still like
so
hanging out.
So in sometime in like April,
yeah,
you'll finally buy a poster and they'll be like half price.
They'll be like 2 pence.
You won't have like a room to put it in anymore, but you have a cheap poster.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan. Yeah. To be fair, there haven't actually been that many posters that I've fancied there. Like last year seems so much better. Like last year there were so many that I wanted.
Maybe they should stock the new Star Wars poster.
They absolutely should. Maybe they might do that like tomorrow or something like that. Like, this week.
We should get down there and like if they can hear us, like this is a petition. Yeah, yeah. We want the Star Wars 7 poster.
I would love the Star Wars 7 poster. It looks amazing. He's in the Star Wars 7 trailer yet, Olivia?
No, sorry, I
are you not?
Care.
You're
not.
You don't care. You don't care.
Are you not one of the 4 million people who have already watched
it? Sat there looking sheepish.
No, 4 million people can be wrong.
It's
well.
Probably about 5 million now, I think.
Yeah, it's probably closer to that, to be honest. I've already watched it like 3 times. It's so good.
No,
what if they made Star Wars the musical?
They probably have at some point, to be honest.
They made We Will Rock You, and that was awful. Just because they did put some songs in doesn't make it good.
What? I thought that worked with everything.
Being controversial, sorry.
Very
controversial.
No, that's not that controversial.
Yeah, Rock of Ages is not a good film.
I We Will Rock You when I saw it. I thought it was good.
I didn't like Rock of Ages when I saw the film.
Oh, I've not seen that.
But maybe because it's Rock of Ages. That's like my mum's era of music.
Is that the one with Tom Cruise in it?
It is the one with Tom Cruise in it. Okay. Oh, yeah. And, all sorts of questionable soundtracks.
So it's coming up to the end of the show, and we have a cake here, so I think we should maybe play a song and cut open the cake.
Yes, I think next time. Yes,
celebrate.
I know, I feel so bad. You can't eat someone's birthday cake without
me.
Well, it's an own fault for going out last night. It shouldn't have gone out last night. So, you know, shouldn't have made it so that I couldn't drink so much last night, because I had to be the reliable one. So, yeah, we shall pop on a song. This will be Lana Del Rey, Music to Watch Boys To. When we come back, we'll be trying some of Tesco's finest red velvet cake. Should be quite fun. Join us. You're listening to the Tuesday Breakfast Show on LSR. And this is Music to Watch Boys To by Lana Del Rey. Welcome back to Tuesday Breakfast on Leeds Student Radio. That was Music to Watch Boys To by Lana Del Rey. Quite a harrowing song, actually, that wasn't it?
Yeah. It's not really kind of going to wake... It's not really waking me up for the morning.
Yeah. Well, we'll be all right. Oh, we'll wake you up. We'll wake you up. That's what we're here for. Tuesday breakfast. You are listening to me, Alex, Olivia, and Chad. Mm-hmm. And Chad, because our co-presenter, who sadly can't be here today, it is her birthday.
She is still alive.
She is hopefully still alive. Can't guarantee that.
True,
haven't
heard from her.
Have not heard from her all morning. Please don't be dead. Just so he was going to put that out right now.
Not true, actually. We did hear from her at 5 in the morning.
So we heard from her at 5 in the morning when she got in and said, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
I'm not
going to
make it.
It is Abby's birthday today, actually, of all days. She went out last night with all her housemates and partied a little too hard. But Chad, you brought a delicious cake for her as well.
I did, I'm the kind, gentle soul I am.
I know, and
I brought in a lovely red velvet cake.
Tesco's finest as well.
Tesco's
finest.
How
much did that set you back?
£2 something, I can't remember. Wow. It's full cake.
We spent £2 on Abby.
It's a whole, £2.
Yeah.
You get half a weekly shop for that, Olivia.
Exactly, according to Olivia.
I spent all that on a cake for you, Abby, and you're not here.
I feel like we should eat it.
So I feel like we should, although, and we was going to, but we can't find any knives at the moment, so...
We don't need cutlery, just...
We're just gonna have to
Due to cut the slices. I would just take a bite.
Just grab
the cake.
Grab a handful.
Or we can have it kind of like the lady in the tram, like, we all have a side each, and we just kind of work our way inwards towards the meet
just
in the middle.
Just have a four-way kiss.
Four-way cakey kiss.
Yeah, that could be a thing. Oh, well, we should eat it, but yeah, that's a... It's unfortunate that Abby can't be here. So everyone, tweet us at ThisIsLSR and wish Abby a happy birthday and a get well soon, I think, is in order. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Steele tweeted in.
Andrew Steele has tweeted in.
He's a friend of mine, so I feel like I should give him a plug. He's going to be on ThisIsLSR. He's going to be on LSR later on tonight from 5 with his camp classics, and as he puts it, bringing you 80s cheese and cracking gay anthems. That sounds like a fun show.
That sounds actually great. I might tune into that. Yeah, tune in and, you know, feel free to tweet at us. Obviously,
we will be
Camp Classics.
Camp Classics. Amazing.
That's 5 o'clock tonight, 5 p.m. Join Andrew Steele as he brings you 80s cheese. Right, you can't beat a bit of 80s cheese. What were we thinking then? Can we guess the set list for tonight?
YMCA, perhaps.
YMCA, yeah.
Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
A bit of Madonna, maybe.
Bit of Britney.
Like Material Girl.
Old School Kylie.
Old School Kylie, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
We love Kylie. Been to see her twice.
Have you? Was it good?
It was amazing, yeah. Mm.
Was this in the Kylie and Jason era or since then?
How old do you think I am?
Well, we would have been alive. We would have been alive. Just like as a kid.
Oh, I thought it was 80s Kylie and Jason.
I thought it was like in the 90s.
No. 80s, oh, wasn't it?
Well, I'm 94.
Me
so.
Too. You're 94.
Years old?
I'm moisturized.
You sound so wow, you're like 94.
Your voice sounds so young on the radio.
No, I think it must have been in like the noughties, early noughties. Mm. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. My dad stole a poster from outside.
Stole you a poster?
Yeah.
Was that your first
Is that another? Is that another money-saving trick?
Yeah.
Steal posters from the merch booth.
We are not allowed to encourage... We are not recommending that. If you are listening, we are not recommending theft as a money-saving trick.
That's not... No, LSR does not...
Yeah, I didn't steal it. I was only about 6 at the time or something.
Was that your first concert then?
No.
What was everyone's first concert?
I think my first was when I went to see Sister Sledge when I was like a toddler.
Nice. It's quite cool. That's quite cool.
What was your first concert?
Well, mine wasn't as embarrassing as many's. Mine was like Florence and the Machine.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I actually think it's really cool. But I was like 12 or something. So
yeah,
still that's pretty.
I love Florence. And I saw her a couple of months ago on a latest tour. But I know people that say the first one was like Shania Twain or.
Hey, Shania Twain was great. Yeah,
nice. Or like Westlife or something like that. What was your favorite gig?
I've never actually been to like a proper gig. I've been to festivals.
What?
I know.
You've been to festivals.
I've been to Leeds and I went to Glastonbury last year.
Those are proper.
Those are pretty cool.
Glastonbury was amazing.
Was that your first ever gig?
Leeds was Leeds. Yeah.
Was Leeds Fest? That's actually pretty sick.
Yeah. So,
what year was that?
2011. So that's quite old. I was like 16.
Wow. Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
My first gig. Was
the Village People?
No, yes, it was the Village People. It was the Village People in like 1982. I remember the days. My first gig was you've probably never heard of the band. It's it was like a little like indie rock band called The Joy Formidable. That's really
I have
cool.
heard of the band. I won't be able to name the songs, but I have heard of that.
Yeah, they're really cool. They were my first gig at Manchester Academy.
See, we're really cool, apparently, in the studio. None of us have seen something really awkward and embarrassing for the first gig.
Westlife or One Direction or something like that.
I do remember my first album was, like, Madonna.
Oh, my first album was Blue One Love.
That's good.
And I still maintain that is a great album.
I think mine was something like Busted or something like that. Someone bought me that or something.
I think my first single was Ooh Stick You by Daphne and Celeste.
I've never heard of that.
Your mama too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, I think my first single was Fat Man Scoop.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That song.
It's a great song, great song. And then I got like, what was it? I can't remember it now. Oh, Linkin Park as well. That was one of my early.
It's not bad, not bad. It's all right.
That's very high school-y.
But yeah, my first one was Madonna, American Life, and then I also did buy the Shania Twain album.
Now we know.
It's just embarrassing. Never mind that.
You're not that cool. You're not cool anymore. You went to see Folds Machine, but then you bought a Shania Twain album. It's a shame. Anyway, we're gonna pop on a song now, and we'll be back. It's sadly near the end of the show, but we'll be back to say our goodbyes and. and you can look forward to the rest of the programming here at LSR. Lovely, lovely next person is Dom Moffat next, isn't it?
Mm, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Angela's Eye. So what is this? How do you pronounce this?
Angela's Eyes?
Angela's. Angela's. I can't read today, apparently. Angela's Eyes by...
Angela's Eyes?
Angla's. Is it French? Angla's Eyes by Guy Garvey.
Tuesday Breakfast Show on Lee Student Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Tuesday Breakfast here on Lee Student Radio, where sadly it's come to the end of our show, but we will be back next week, and I think it's time for us to say goodbye. Chad, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, excellent. Sadly, Abby was not here. Ill, hungover, possibly dead. Hopefully not. But yeah. Anyway, that's it for us this week. You want to say goodbyes, guys?
Yeah, I'll see you later. See you next week.
Bye. See you next week.
Yeah.